Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bible and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Matthew. Find the full list of daily readings and more ways to learn and connect at goodbookclub.org.
Hello, my name is Nia McKenney. I am the music director for Church of the Advent in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as a customer service specialist here at Forward Movement. Today's reading for the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 58. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. He came to his hometown and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, prophets are not without honor, except in their own country and in their own house. And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Matthew, published by Forward Movement as a book and an ebook. The author is the Reverend Becca Stevens. The rapid pace of these parables gives us the impression that Jesus is going from town to town, teaching and healing, and that he is in a hurry. 2,000 years later, we can feel that same urgency as we look around and see all the work there is to do. At the same time, we see the precious pearl of the gospel of love in the midst of it all. As disciples, we are called to do all we can to find the gospel and share it as our greatest treasure. Nowhere in the disciples' call does it say for us to try and make the world love us. Instead, we are called to try and love the whole world for the sake of the gospel. It's a beautiful gift to find this treasure of the gospel in our lives. It is our calling to use our whole lives to live its message out in this world. That is how we can share the precious pearl. Throughout your day, consider this question about today's reading. How do you see your community of faith collectively seeking the treasure and sharing it with the world? If you would like to comment or hear what others are saying, visit us on Facebook at The Good Book Club. And let us pray. Gracious and loving Lord, we give you thanks for the weeds in our lives, the precious pearls, and the small mustard seeds. Awaken in us the truth to see your love in all things and in all people, and give us the will to live out your love in this world today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.